One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, Tony and friends. This is Desiree. I'm calling from Connecticut. I once called you guys a while back ago telling you a ghost story I had. So I'm calling now again, and maybe this is not a ghost story. I don't know, but I'll leave it to you guys to determine what you guys think. And if it airs, then cool. My story is about pregnancy miscarriage I had that I, you know, lost to miscarriage. And I was just calling because tomorrow's the anniversary of the 1 year mark that, you know, I lost my baby. And so I was just calling because I was thinking about a dream that I had once when I lost them. I was pregnant with twins and never got to know whether they were, like, boy or girl. And so I ended up having a dream one night. And in my dream, my husband and I and my mom, we were walking through this street. And we were just happening to look at houses that were for sale. So, and on that street, there was a field, like a little baseball field, and the baseball field caught my attention. So, my mom and my husband wanted to go and check out houses, and, you know, my attention was focused on this baseball field. So, I told my husband and mom, you know, go ahead and, you know, I'll be sitting at the baseball field watching a baseball game. And so I walk over and I sit on the bleachers. I've been sitting on the bleachers just watching the game. Like, well, they're the kids, they were like teenagers. They were actually warming up. And I see a boy and a girl. They were like 16, 17-ish. And they were walking my way. And the boy, he goes and joins the game. And the girl comes and sits on the bleachers, sort of, next to me. Maybe like the rows down from me. And I'm just watching the game, enjoying, you know, watching the kids. And then the game was over. And when the game was over, the boy happened to like run over towards the girl, and he had like this huge smile on his face. And the girl ended up looking back at me, and you know, she just asked me, how are they doing? How are they feeling? And just looked at her, and I said, oh, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. How are you? She's like, oh, I'm good. And she's like, well, you know, we gotta go now, but maybe you should come with us. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, like, I just kind of found it weird. I'm like, oh, no. I'm just here waiting for my mom and my husband to come, and then I'll be, you know, going. They're like, well, we're gonna go visit some family. But, you know, it'd be nice for you to come so we can introduce you to everyone. And the girl told me, she said, this is my brother. And I was just like, oh, okay. And, you know, when I took a good look at the boy, he reminded me of exactly what my husband looked like as a teenager. I'm sorry, guys, if you hear my dog snoring in the background, I apologize. But, so anyway, and the girl, she had like this beautiful curly hair. So I was just taken aback on how the boy looked, like they just kept staring at them. And then they came and they hugged me, and they both hugged me very tight. And, you know, in my dream, I'm just like, what the heck? You know, because to me, they're strangers, you know? And they gave me a hug, and sorry, that's my dog again. But they gave me a hug, and then they told me they loved me and they missed me, and that they're okay. And in my dream, I was like, "What the heck?" And you know, they told me, "We'll see you soon. But always remember, we love you." And I ended up waking up, and when I woke up, it was about 2 a.m. my time, you know, and all I could do was burst into tears because, like, I just thought, were these my children, you know? But it was just weird. And about 3 days later, I ended up getting some results back from the doctor letting me know that my children, in fact, were boy-girl twins. And that freaked me out even more because I thought of my dream. And I'm like, but how weird is that? Like, is that even a thing where, you know, they were, like, 19 weeks into gestational age when I lost them? And for them to come to me in a dream as teenagers, I just found that, you know, pretty weird. But I guess, you know, I just take it for what it is. All I know is anytime I do think of the dream, it makes me feel just happy inside, you know, like, makes my heart really warm. And I don't know, I guess just makes me feel like a peace, like, you know, because I wanted so badly to know what they were. And then for my dream to be like that, and then me get answers actually from my doctor that they were boy, girl. I don't know, it just makes me wonder. And again, I'm sorry for the kind of long, dragged out story and my snoring dog in the background. But, you know, if you use this on your show, you know, great. I would like to know what people think of this, if dreams like this, like, exist to other people. And I don't know what to take of it. But thank you for listening. And I am an EPP member. And, you know, I've been EPP with you guys since about November of last year when I first found the podcast. And I enjoy every show. I listen every day while I'm at work. I haven't caught up with all the episodes, but I'm getting there. And, you know, you and Harper crack me up when I listen to your little stories and her little laugh. But, you know, thank you guys for sharing all the stories and doing this podcast. It's great, and have a great one. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.